So down here at Hillsborough Leisure Centre, I'm now joined by the red half, as they're just a goal there for the blue side. I'm with Mark Todd, former Sheffield United centre midfielder and now head of community down at Bramall Lane. Mark, how does it feel to have the boots back on today?
A bit sore at the moment, Peter, but yes, it's great. Look at the turnout, it's fantastic, isn't it? All for three great causes, one of which is my own, of course, but some great people playing football. I know Lee Peacock on the other side has actually travelled from Portsmouth, so you can see the depth of support there. It's fantastic.
Just tell me your background with the charities.
Well, I say I've been head of community for 3 years now at the Lane, and my fundraising colleague over at Sheffield Wednesday, who's shouting at us, Mr. Pearson, we go back a long way. Myself and John played at Rotherham together. So he approached me to say we're getting involved with some stuff with Cavendish Care. Would the Lane, would the Sheffield United Foundation support it? Which we're only too happy to. It's a great, great cause, Cavendish, of course. And both community programmes do magnificent things throughout the city. So it was an easy one for us, really.
And in terms of Sheffield United, obviously it's been an off-season of change. One Nigel for one Nigel, obviously. Yeah. Nigel Adkins coming in now. An appointment that seems to have gone down well with fans.
I think so. I think the fact that his track record within this division is very good, both with Scunthorpe and latterly with Southampton. So he's engaged with the fans quickly, and I think he's got that can only be very helpful. As you know, it's a very well supported club, but we've been far too long in this division. So hopefully, Nigel's the man to take us forward and get us out of this division.
What's it going to take to get promoted? Because you were part of Sheffield United teams in the past that, you know, back to back promotions, I think you were saying.
Yes, under Harry Bassett. I think it was a real United dressing room, pardon the pun, but a real United dressing room, a plan that worked, certainly for us at the time. And the fans bought into that. And we still get pat on the back these days for that. And I think that's the key. You have a United dressing room and under one common cause. I think that'll be the catalyst, hopefully, for success.
And how crucial is it that United take that kind of next step forward? Because obviously getting to the playoffs wasn't necessarily what the fans wanted. But, you know, if you could have gone up that way, I don't think anyone would have minded. But the important thing at the moment, I guess, is to just get out of the League One.
Absolutely. And it's proved to be a bit of a challenge for them, really. The challenge that we thought wouldn't take 5 years, but clearly, you know, we're in this division. But there's been a change again, and hopefully Nigel, as I say, has been very positive in his approach so far. Long may that continue in order to get us out of this division.
Where do you think the team need to strengthen next season?
Well, I think clearly we need a goal scorer that 20 plus. There's some great players there currently, so maybe a settled side with the forwards. If it's new or the ones who are there currently, given a real run, but I think that 20 plus, we had two of them. We had Brandine and Tony Agana. Goals change games. Goals win games. It's as simple as that. We've got one or two good centre backs coming back. Neil Collins for one. So I think a real 20 plus goal scorer would see at home.
And in terms of centre backs, you know, that's the position that was raised last year, that was an area where maybe you need a bit of height. Would you agree?
Clearly, we didn't get up, so, you know, we've had to there's going to be some changes, I suppose, in personnel. But Nigel's already said that the players there, and there are many, and there's plenty of talent there. He's coming into a real squad that perhaps should have done better. We know that, but yes, he knows. I think he knows this division. He'll quickly get to know the players and put in a formula, a program that is built for success.
And how important is it to have a man at the helm that has promotions on his CV as well?
I think that's probably why he got the job. I think his track record, and particularly in this division, even higher. He's been successful even higher. So I think they're building for the long term in terms of Nigel's appointment. But he knows he has to get promotion. He's already said promotion is the aim, and that is automatic. So it's a challenge, but it's one he's happy to take on.
Mark, thanks very much for joining me. I know you're desperate to get back on the pitch, so I'll let you go.
Thank you, Peter. Pleasure.